Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight we're going to put a ring on it. We've got Miss Barbara Berg in the office, in the house. She's just everywhere. She's in the cafe.
Hi, Jen. Oh, I can't wait to be here.
Hey, Barbara, how are you tonight?
I am so jazzed. I've been doing ring shui all day, so it's great to be with you tonight, Robin.
Well, girl, you just like doing it in your sleep, right?
I do. I can't wait to talk about what happened to me this year. Something happened to me, Robin, and I couldn't wear my rings for a while, and it really threw me off kilter.
Oh, girl, well, tell us all about it.
Well, should I start now?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, I usually, for balance, wear rings on my right index finger, my right ring finger next to the pinky, and my left index finger. I do wear my wedding ring also. And this year, I'm on a tennis team. I fell during practice and broke my right arm. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God,
yeah.
And the surgeon said, no rings on your fingers for a couple of months on the right hand.
Oh,
well, I had to take them off. I was so used to feeling this balance of the rings. I really did feel kind of off kilter. Now I have them back on. It feels much better.
That's awesome. So let's kind of step back a little bit and talk about what ring shui is. And I'd love to start the conversation with, we've got my co-host, Miss Amy Frost, with us tonight. Hey, Amy.
Hey, I got my jewelry box out. I've got all kinds of rings.
Hey, Barbara, I'm ready to go.
Okay. So Amy had gone to a woman's day conference, and she met Barbara there and just had a ring party going on there. And the next day I came into Las Vegas, and Amy was so excited, told me about the ring shui, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And let's we need to learn more. And I called you up to find out if we could come over and see you, and we just had a ring party that day. It was just so awesome. So I'm so glad we're doing this now. And just kind of talk a little bit maybe about, you know, how did you come to realize that this was actually a thing, and I love your story because it's really kind of coming in the back door for this whole thing, the way it came for your realizations of how you really learned about it.
I was just doing life, and I hadn't worn rings very much in my life, and before you knew it, I was going through a really rough time. I had gone through a rough divorce, and I started feeling my oats and my independence and all, and I didn't see any correlation, but I was wearing rings on both of my middle fingers. And here I'm going through this really tough transition, and someone who seemed to know energy about the fingers, which I honestly have to admit, I didn't even know about the energy of the fingers. He said, look, take the rings off your middle fingers. They'll just bring more conflict, and you don't need any more. He was right. So I removed them. Didn't think much about it, and sometimes I would wear them on my index fingers, and sometimes I would wear them on the ring finger right next to the pinky. And you know what? Things just started getting a little easier. I met people who seemed sweeter, more complimentary to work with and get to know. And before you knew it, I was working on my next book, How to Escape the No-Win Trap and Not Keep Making the Same Mistakes Over and Over Again. I started to notice there was a pattern where people wore their rings, whether life got more difficult or easier.
That's fascinating. Yeah, that's really fascinating.
That's
so,
kind of the way it went.
And there, I know. So Amy and I got introduced to the whole idea, and I mean, from one of the big takeaways I got was you just don't even want to walk out the door without your index rings on, because one's a receiving thing, and then one's a giving thing. So I'd love for you to talk about the dynamics of that.
Indian astrologers And a number of other astrologers have known this all throughout 4,000 plus years. And they have a whole history of it. And not everybody in the world knows about it, and I certainly didn't either. And what I have come to find out, your right hand is what you put out to the world. Like when you shake hands at a meeting or go to meet people for the first time, you put your right hand out because that's your out to the world hand. You've got a ring on the right index finger. It accentuates you wanting to put your powers together in an empowering way. And then if you have a ring finger on right next to the pinky, that makes it even stronger. If you have an index finger ring on the left hand, you bring it in, and it helps remind you moment to moment, life is totally about giving and receiving, and that's what flow is about.
Yeah, gosh, that's so fascinating. You know, it's interesting because back in the day, I got into looking at Chinese face reading when it came to wellness and things, because I'm always just really looking at some of the, like you're talking about, the ancient ways that we've learned how to do things, the prairie medicine of just herbs and all the different things that really can keep us healthy on just a very natural, organic way. And I got into feng shui with that. And I you know, all the time I was really looking at it and learning things from classes and stuff, I never heard about ring shui, which I think is just so fascinating, the fact that it's 4,000 years old. You know, it's like the best kept secret.
Well, I'll tell you, it was called all kinds of other things. It was in feng shui. It was in Indian astrology. Vedic astrologers certainly knew all about it. And I called it ring shui in an updated world where I would say, let's not make it quite so complicated. And it really has passed the test of time. I'd say over the last 15, 20 years even, my husband and I, wherever we go around the world, we notice if we observe people's behaviors and then look at what's going on their hands, it passed the test, honey, even for him. He's such a scientific guy. He says, holy cow, you got a middle finger ring person. There's going to be their way or the highway almost every time.
You look at that whole stuff and you go, oh, shut up, right?
Well, it's like it's hard to believe. And I look at my own self and I look at pictures of myself back when I was doing it. And it was, I would tell everyone I was happy, I was doing my own thing, but then I had a line that I want to tell you I had, and I understand it's important for certain times in your life, but it was, I don't need anyone, I can do it all myself. And I didn't realize, I thought I was being independent, but I was being an isolationist without even realizing it.
Wow. And, you know, one thing we really learned is, you know, so you don't want to put anything on your middle finger, but you don't want to do anything on your thumb. I'd love for you to talk about the thumb ring.
Right. And I would just have to say, if you do something on your right middle finger, say for a day or so, it can actually be I just want to take a break from, say, my mother-in-law today, or I'm going to take a break from work today and kind of stay home and take care of me, a mental health day off. So it's like one day at a time is okay, but not every day. But then there's the thumb, a fascinating thumb, and it's growing in appearance. And if you look, you're going to see more and more right thumb folks, left thumb folks, and both. I will tell you, the right thumb people, when you walk into, say, I was at a beauty salon the other day, and I saw a precious young woman. She was very good at what she did. I looked at her. She had a ring on her right thumb. And I said to her, I'll bet, are you the manager or do you want to be the manager? And she smiled, and she said, I could do the manager's job better than she can, which is probably true. However, she'll never get back the energy she gave out for this until maybe she gets her own or she wears a ring on her right index finger that's much more empowering for both herself and everyone else.
Interesting.
Pretty amazing. And then the left thumb, that means you really can clean out a garage, take care of the things, do the small details better than anyone else, and it's probably true. But frankly, I noticed, during a layoff, sometimes people with the left thumb, they'll keep their job, but they end up doing five people's jobs and wondering, when are they going to get the credit? You put both those thumbs together, and that person is exhausted, let me tell you.
Wow, for sure. Yeah, that's amazing. That's really amazing. So I'm going to get Amy in here to see if she has any questions.
Well, I just, since you know, reading your book on feng shui or ring shui,
and talking with you and listening to some of your talks, I what I've noticed for myself is watching what other people are wearing and observing how they're acting. And it's really fascinating. It really rings true. And so for me, it's really been helpful in understanding how to support other people and how to deal with them when they're trapped in certain situations.
And that's a very nice word in support. You know, I'm really getting, it's not about making people wrong, but it's about seeing how they feel they're important out in the world. And sometimes I find when I run into right thumb wearing people, they need to feel that they're indispensable to others in order to just feel adequate. So they'll do 90% more than they even have to if they only knew all I have to do is show up.
Move your finger, your ring to the index finger.
Well, maybe for a day.
I know that in Indian astrology, they've been wearing that forever when they go to make a business deal. But it's not always easy. When I first stuck a ring on my right index finger, it was like, holy cow, it can be heavy or something. Start with a light ring. But I also found when I go to a new endeavor, or I've noticed, and my mother-in-law and I laughed about this, you go to the slot machines in Las Vegas, she actually saw someone pull a ring out of her pocketbook when she was losing at the slot machine. She put a ring on her right index finger and started winning.
Yeah, I have to say, the only ring I had on was a ring on my index finger, and I got a royal flush.
Wow, wow, wow.
Woohoo! And, you know, I think just for a woman in business, I just think this is so fascinating, and it's such a good thing for a person who's having to deal with customers on a regular basis when somebody comes walking in, and it's such a language unto itself about how you might want to deal with somebody when it comes to being able to be in sales. And what their motivation is going to be when they come, you know, basically looking for product.
It helps you understand where a person feels important.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found when people wear rings like on the right ring finger, which is really where most people were wearing them, like say 60, 70 years ago, even on your right ring finger, right where next to the pinky, it was like your everyday natural ring to get. And frankly, deep down, it means you love yourself and you're stable. People can count on you. But somehow that ring started moving toward the middle finger ring. And that person needs to know they're protected with you, that they're not going to get chintzed or they're going to end up feeling sorry they interacted with you. They need to know they're protected. So people with a ring on their right finger, I know they need to feel they're safe with you and they won't feel, oh my gosh, one more vulnerability of where I got duped or something. Yes, I help them feel safe.
Gosh, this information is just so amazing. And, you know, it's just like anything else. It's like once you know, it just totally changes your world.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you're
right. It's about not using it to take advantage of people. But how do I use that to help people be their best self? And how can I be my best self and be authentic with this insider information?
Right. And I have learned that people on the middle finger ring and the thumb, they're not too quick to give it up. And
they're not
all the answers either. And I have to honor where somebody is. And so quite often, if I see somebody with a ring on their right or their left thumb, I'll say, you know, I know you're a very giving person and you go out of your way to help people. And they will generally smile and say, yes, how did you know that? And I always say, who is there for you? And sometimes I'll hear someone say, well, you know, I tend to do all the giving. And this is a time period in history, I do believe, where things are happening in the world where we really need to learn to ask for help our way. When I broke my arm, boy, did I step up and ask for help. I guess I needed it because we do get what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's just so wise. And, you know, I'd love for you to talk about, you know, your, what's the finger that's by your pinky?
Yeah, the finger that's by your pinky, we call it the regular ring finger. And what I started calling it years ago, I did a presentation at a beautiful diamond center. They were so adorable. And they really picked up on it, marketing-wise. The the finger right next to your pinky. We call it the ring finger, like the normal everyday ring finger where you wear it. But it's the self-love finger, actually. It has a vein that goes back to your heart. And it means when you wear a ring there, it means you love yourself enough that you are sincerely hopeful and waiting for someone to want to put a ring on the left ring finger next to the other pinky. And you're going to be juicy. It's not going to be just anybody.
Right. And aren't your pinkies like enhancement fingers?
They can be enhancements, and they are the darndest thing. Actually, it represents Mercury, Jupiter's sun. Mercury is the pinky finger, and it's a kind of thing where if it's all by itself, it's the only finger ring you wear. It's kind of a tiny little bird ring, and I would wear it now and then, like a tea ring or going out to dinner or having that fancy moment where when you lift that cup of tea, you show off a fun little diamond and something that twinkles. But if you put all your energy in the pinky, it can kind of run off from you. But if you wear a ring on your right, say, pinky ring, next to the right stable regular ring, it means you appreciate what you have and you enjoy what you have and you regard what you have.
That's so fascinating. Absolutely.
And then the pinky ring next to the left hand, say you have a ring on it because you're married and you bring some money home, it means you'll share it with your spouse. Did you know there's a growing thing going on where when someone gets an engagement ring and then possibly a wedding ring, their spouse is smart to give them also a pinky ring for the left hand that coordinates with the engagement ring or the marriage ring to say, we are bringing what we bring in together. And women will often say that's right. What's yours is mine, and what mine is really mine. But that's a whole other conversation.
That's fascinating.
The bride and the groom are giving each other pinky rings as well as their wedding rings?
It can happen. It can be a growing trend. You know, trends are so catchy, but they're really catchy now. And you notice there's no discussion quite often when we put jewelry on. You look at any magazine, I promise you, any ad, any movie, you look on the air right now, and I promise you, in that movie, you're going to see, especially in a fun flick where there's romance and love, there's going to be a ring on somebody's middle finger. It never used to be that way.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And in the subconscious of that, if you wear it every day, it means deep down, I don't need you. But deep down, we don't want to be humiliated one more time that the person we thought would be a lifelong love didn't show up that way and we're left alone again. What if when we meet people, we say we're going to connect as long as it works out, as long as we can be there for each other, and sometimes we grow together. Sometimes we grow apart, but let's grow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, you're getting into marriage counseling now. That's good.
Always get into marriage counseling, Robin, I'll tell you. It's my favorite subject, and I don't even know why, although I think I do. I've been married three times, and I used to think you had to marry everybody, but I can tell you I've gotten more choosy as my life has gone on.
Amen, girl.
And
amen. You're choosy going on there. That's good. That's good.
So I'd love to have you kind of talk about.
Go ahead.
Have you talk a little bit about, you know, how you choose which rings, and not only the finger, but, you know, maybe the stone or the shape. How do you do that in your life?
We can even start a beginning thought. Say you have a whole wardrobe of rings in a very cherished box, and you wake up and you say, what's my intention for the day? Mm-hmm. Are you going somewhere where you're putting out a new idea? Whenever you say, I'm putting something out to the world, that's your right arm. That's your best foot forward out to the world. That's your do hand. It's your right index finger. What do I want people to see about me that I want to manifest in the world? That's your choosing your right index finger. Something that looks gold. It could be the real citrine gem, or it could be yellow gold. Just something that turns you on. And when people hear you talk, they want to join in. That's the right index finger. You can start there. And there's a saying, when you have change, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so you might just have a fun ring or a cherished ring on your right ring finger that could be either pink for amethyst or topaz, a little blue. And that's about love and healing and thinking, what do I already have that I want to keep? And what if every day of our lives it's about something of what do I want to keep, what do I want to share, and what do I want to change? So we're keeping and changing all at the same time. Otherwise, we could just throw everything out and constantly just start over.
So I have a friend of mine. I'd love for you to kind of interpret what's going on for her. She's got her dad's wedding ring, and she's wearing it on her left middle finger.
Did she like her dad? Did she like her dad?
She loved her dad.
Well, she loved her dad, and it's on her left middle finger. That's very intriguing because you have his power, and his power is mixed with yours. Is he still alive, or what? Has he gone already?
He basically gave it to her when he was on his way out.
That's a great love. That's a great cherish. And for her to wear it on her left middle finger, at least for a while, or in certain times where it's like, Dad, I look for strength from you, and I look for memories of you as I'm taking on, say, a graduate course, or I'm moving, or I'm changing a relationship, or I'm buying a house. Sometimes I just got to do this myself. Join with me. That's power, along with power with each other. But I would not do it every day or forever. Otherwise, it'll turn into this is a very important relationship and can actually keep other people away from wanting to come closer to you to be more intimate. So if you are you feeling, I don't need anybody else, my dad's energy is with me, that's a very strong love, there are people who can feel that energy around you, and they're not going to feel comfortable coming close. They'll be afraid that they'll never catch up to what dad brought to you already.
That you nailed it. That's what my opinion is, what's happening is going on.
I'll have her call me, and we'll have a really good lunch. How about that?
All right. That would be
a great idea.
Amy and I actually were talking about it, and Amy was like, you know, she could put it on a necklace or something and wear it. She wouldn't necessarily have to have it on her fingers.
That's very nice. You know, it's so endearing when we have relatives that we love. I want to share with you, my parents both died. My father was a Rutgers professor. I went to Douglas of Rutgers. I loved him dearly. I have his Rutgers ring and his wedding ring, and it's on a chain, and it's on a special box I have in a special box. I'll wear it on his birthday, or I'll wear it on a special day, but I will not wear it every day. He's a very powerful person, and I could get blown away from that power myself, and it could blow people out of the water. So I know that's not an everyday ring. I can love him, but not every day. You want to make sure your power is what people hear and see and feel first. Let others help you, even your parents. It's your job to now be a citizen that walks in this world.
Yeah, that's just so very interesting because, you know, she got divorced and she basically is like a lone ranger of like, I've got to, you know, do it on my own. So I think that's very, very interesting. So,
and you know, so, sometimes there's that certain period of time to do that too. It's interesting you bring that up. I remember when I was going through a divorce, I actually went through a period of time of this need to feel stable in the same ring on the left hand. And I remember I got three rings I put there. And I for a while there, I was doing stand-up, and I said to everyone, I am married to me, myself, and I. And one of the rings has a little crown. However, when it came to time where I wanted to clear out and bring some love in to compliment me or be a partner with me, I did take the rings off. But every now and then, I'll slip them on just to have a smile in a day. But I won't wear it all day long, and I don't wear it often.
And I really love, Barbara, what you're talking about is really this intentionality and really what is it that I want to create and using the rings to support that intention.
And being conscious of what our intentions are. Interestingly, we always have intentions. We just don't always know what they are. There's many levels and layers to them.
So
So if somebody wanted to be interested in that, what would be the first thing that you would encourage somebody to do is maybe just get all the rings out and kind of figure out, you know, what maybe they want to be doing
out
with different kinds of stuff?
I'm very thankful that I have a number of interviews on YouTube. Check it out on Ring Shui. And
okay.
I've had a number of interviews that go through the whole pattern. You're welcome to look on my website, ringshui.com, and see what goes on with the different fingers. I do have the first Ring Shui book and then the second one, Ring Shui book, more about Ring Shui on Amazon, ringshui.com. There's Kindle, Nook. And you're welcome to call me on my own number, folks. I'm a baby boomer who likes to talk at 909-786-7201. Give a call. I'm now working on my next book, and I want to hear what people are interested in. But the best way to get started is to truly say, what do I want to put out to the world, and what do I want to receive back? The best way to get balance in your life is to know we are constantly needing to give and receive. And if you don't give and receive, you're breaking the flow. Very important place to be.
Okay, so I have another odd kind of a question. What if you want to put rings on your feet?
Oh, it's a delightful question. It's absolutely adorable, and I have a funny story to tell you. When I first met George, my present husband, he gave me a toe ring, and I called my best friend from college, Marcia, up, and I said, Marcia, what do I do? And she goes, oh, wear it and then work up. Well, what happened was, I like to jog, and when I jog, it kind of bothered my toe. It's like, Marsha, I can't wear this all the time. She said, okay, wear it like once a week or something. Well, after a while, I took it off, and as I took it off, he seemed to take me more seriously, oddly enough. And as I've studied toe rings, you know that song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Well, on the days you just want to have fun and go to the beach, you wear that toe ring. But if you're starting a new business, they won't take you seriously with that toe ring on unless you're selling them. So, honey, take the ring off, do your serious business, and then put it back on and go to the beach.
Okay. And that's any toe on your feet? It doesn't have any particular one, whether it's your big one or your pinky?
I'd say it kind of correlates to the different things that are going on with your fingers. And I do remember that toe ring I had was on the right middle toe ring. I get nervous about the whole middle finger ring because, you know, if I stand outside in the middle of the street and I'm waving at traffic with my middle finger ring, I'm not going to get very good results, you know. It's the same thing with the ring itself. We just don't notice it.
Yeah. Gosh, it's so fascinating.
It's a sign of anger.
That. Yeah. And what if you put like a, I guess you wouldn't put rings on your ears. I wouldn't really, you know.
Ears have so much expression. They have the ears are a whole different story.
Earring.
Yeah, I said the ear. They call it an earring. Yeah, that's for sure.
There's the earring.
Would it correlate to the meridians on your ears?
Do you know, I have to say, I'm sure there's other experts who would know about the ear better than I would, but, you know, all that reflexology with the feet and certainly with the ear, I would love to hear from someone who knows a lot about putting rings in their ears. I have a lot to learn there.
Their nose, too.
And that would be the next generation of conversation. So I invite
you
to ring conversation.
You're welcome, Barbara. That's your next part. Okay.
I could talk about this all night. And really what I want to hear more, too, is people. There are a lot of people with bracelets. And I want to hear where they feel empowered with their bracelets because I find sometimes I wear them and sometimes I don't. So I haven't studied that area of intention either. I find, interesting enough for me, I just am so into the rings, that's kind of where I'm looking. But I need all the input I can get for every place else.
You know, that is really fascinating because, I mean, you know, there's got to be something to it. If we're wearing them on our ring, I mean, our fingers, why wouldn't other aspects of our body be something that, I love to wear bracelets on my left hand, and I feel very comfortable with that. So it's just kind of interesting.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And I couldn't just wear one watch on my right arm and all that kind of thing. And with my broken arm, I couldn't wear anything. And now I have a watch on my right arm, and I feel much more coordinated. I think every part of our body is expressing some aspect. And the more we observe ourselves and each other, they all display some sort of empowerment. And are we coming closer or are we pushing each other away? Each part of our body is talking to us.
You know, whether it fits on your finger or fits on your wrist, you know, put a ring on it if it feels like it's gonna do the trick. Okay, anyway, I'll make a little rhyme out of that.
Nice try.
anyway, tell everybody again how we can they can get information like this. Again, really going. I have seen a couple of your YouTubes and they're just really fun and they're very interesting. Again, tell us about the different books you've got going on and your phone number one more time.
But, you know, I'll tell you, also I just want to mention, you're welcome to email me. Some people love to just write their situation down. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you put on the subject, important for Barbara to read about Ring Shui, I will read that email if you come to babsburg@earthlink.net. I have a nickname as Babs, so it's all B's, B-A-B-S-B-E-R-G, at earthlink.net. That's B-A-B-S, S as in Sam. berg@earthlink.net. I want to hear your stories and I want to hear how you're doing. Also, Ring Shui, RingShui.com, Barbara Berg, BERG.com. And I love that phone number, folks. I like hearing your voice, 909-786-7201.
Well, you know what? The best thing that ever happened to me was watching your little postcard that you've got with all that information on it when my sister said, "You gotta look at this."
Amy was just adorable. I tell you, she's so observant. And then to see you the next day in my room, you were adorable. I just want to pull all the rings out again. That was as much fun as anything up in Vegas.
Party.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah. That's one thing if you're like, make an appointment with Barb. She's gonna totally show you ways of looking at things that you might not have ever thought for yourself. She was bringing all these amazing, beautiful rings out, and just to get a chance to be able to put them on and see how they feel, it's such a great thing to do. And you do parties and stuff too, don't you?
I sure do. I do birthday parties. I've done parties for women at 60. I do parties for women in retirement homes, high school graduations, people celebrating their fifth year not drinking anymore. I mean, if you have a celebration, Ring Shui wants to be there. And you know what, Robin, we should have a pajama party up in Vegas. What do you say?
Okay.
We all have a girls' weekend, and we pajama party it up and just bring all our rings and laugh like heck, you know? I would love to be there.
We'll go to Book Suite and just have everybody have a big slumber ring party. That sounds good. Woo-hoo! There we go.
That's all
the kids. It's going to be up this week. That sounds good.
Right.
That sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us, Barb. It's always fun to talk to you. And
thanks so much,
Robin.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, let me know when you've got that new book out, and we can talk about that as well.
Okay, let's stay in touch.
Okay.
Thanks again.
I always want to our international audience. Again, you know, really reach out to Barb if you've got any kind of questions or ideas, and go on that YouTube and be checking out all of her videos. They're a lot of fun. And, you know, you can always contact Amy and I if you want to have any questions. And any other ideas for shows that might be related to this, we really look forward to that. If you have the answer for the bracelet or that special toe ring that we just don't know about, let us know. We're on it. So we want to thank everybody for joining us, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Good night, and thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.